There are many ways to get outside and enjoy the winter, whether you're stepping into some skis, casting a line from an ice shanty, or taking a horse-drawn sleigh ride. Vermont Public's Jen Jarecki and Nathaniel Wilson recently visited a farm in the Northeast Kingdom to see what this centuries-old tradition is all about. There, they met Jeff Simpson and his right-hand volunteer of 8 years, Josh Weber. Simpson, who hails from Sutton, has operated Kingdom's horse-drawn wagon and sleigh rides for decades. Here's Jen.
Hey, Jeff. Jen, so nice to finally meet you.
Who's this, Jeff?
This is Junior.
Hey, Junior.
Junior's like, both the horses are like 11, this pair.
Is that kind of like middle-aged or teenaged?
Well, it's the perfect age. You could call him middle-aged, but it's not old. He's not old.
How many horses do you usually have for a ride?
Well, I usually just use one pair per day.
Okay.
I don't need two teams, but it's a bad habit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. How many horses do you have?
I have 4 Belgians.
Okay.
And the other team, I could have hooked them up, but they take a few more patients. And I've had them just a year.
How long does it take you to harness them up for the ride?
You should have timed me.
When we got here, was it when we arrived? How long have you been doing this, Jeff?
Well, my dad started. We bought my first team in 69 with ponies. Because I grew up on a farm, just down in a little town of Sutton. So we did the Chagrin. We did the county fair, the field days. Of course, everybody had a field day then, if you remember them, you know. And then my dad died at a young age. That was 1986. So I was kind of, you know, mid-20s. So I went to work for the Wildflower Inn, and I was able to take my horses, and I worked there, and then we give rides, you know, tried to build it. You know, it was a new thing. Lindenville is, you know, back in the 80s, just a small place. It's still a small place, but so the picture on the wall, that was 1987. Lee Greenwood came to town for a concert at Linden State College. So I called and we invited them all up, and it was a snowy day, late December, slippery snow, but beautiful. I mean, you can see in them old pictures. And so it was stuff like that. He came and they loved it, and you know, and then he told about it at the concert, you know. He didn't get up and ask me to sing, though.
Would you have?
Well, heck yeah. I love that God Bless America or God Bless USA or whatever it is.
You know, do you work on Christmas Day?
I'll do anything for the public. Tomorrow I hook up for 2 people. No, I don't get a private ride price. They wanted to go. And, you know, so many times I hear the word, lived here all my life and never been on a sleigh ride. You know what I mean?
Do you hear that every year?
Oh, multiple times. Multiple times. You want to go now? You might have a little jerk at first, but... Ooh. Well, I didn't loosen them up.
How are they doing this morning?
Oh, they feel good. Well, you can tell Jack is a little feisty. I love him, though. He's a good boy.
And we've got Jack on the left and Junior on the right?
That's right. Yep.
How long is the overall trail, mileage-wise?
You know what? I've never clocked it, honestly. You know, we come out, we might stop and visit. Everybody wants to do. We've had 3 couples or 4 couples get engaged out here.
Did you know that was going to happen?
So Josh was with me. Josh was in on the gig. And Josh says, we get down to where we stop down here. And he says, we've been seeing an eagle's nest down here. So she got off, where we stopped, and she's walking back towards the corner, and she's looking up in the trees, and all of a sudden she turns around, and there he was on his knee.
This is the spot?
This is the spot. Ooh. Ooh.
He's down on his knee. Yeah. She's staring out while I'm walking back this way. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I can take a picture. Finally, she turns around, and it's just like tears, you know? And
it's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Wait.
So did they just decide they were going to go without you telling them?
Yeah, they haven't been out. So once you make the trip a few times, they automatically know they're going to stop and stand and wait. You know what I mean? You know, it's just like anything, it's habit. It's a peaceful place to be. The families come and they might get off and the kids might do snow angels or, you know, pictures or everybody's different. Yeah.
This is a gorgeous spot.
Yeah, it really is, and you don't hear any traffic. So, yeah, I mean, it's not about the money. I mean, it takes money to feed them, I mean, obviously. But I don't do it thinking I'm going to make $1 million. And I like the company. And that's the other thing when you're out here. People are here because they want to be. And everybody's happy, usually. If you're not happy, then... But usually everybody's happy, and it's, you know, that, well, it does make you feel special. You know, like last Saturday with them kids, you know, the mother said, oh, you're so awesome. And, well, do you hear that every day at your job? Somebody come up to you and say, Jen, you're an awesome, you're doing a great job. You know what I'm saying?